Welcome to the Transform Your Mind Radio Hour and Podcast, a show about transformation, mindset transformation. This is Life Coach Marnie Young, and in my book, Out of the Snares, A Story of Hope and Encouragement, I share my journey of being born in poverty in Guyana to have an abundance in America. And I did it by changing my mindset. Let's go do it. Each week, I bring you guests or one-on-one coaching sessions to help you change your mindset and transform your life. This is Life Coach Marnie Young. And I want to welcome all of you today to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life radio, podcast, and now television show. I want to say a special welcome to my Preach the Word worldwide television network listeners. Thank you for tuning in today. And I want to introduce you now to my guest. Her name is Sonia H. Cameron. And Sonia is the author of God Help Me Find a Job, 21 Prayers for the Job Seeker. Now, this is such an important message for today's climate, where there are millions of you that are watching that maybe looking for a job and praying to God to help you find a job. And not only help you find a job, but hopefully praying for increase, praying for, you know, the job that you had before that you lost, that maybe you will get a better job, or maybe you will get they're talking now about raising the minimum wage. So you're praying for a job, you're also praying for an increase. And Sonia is here to teach you or to tell you about specific ways that God can hear your prayer. So welcome, Sonia.
Hi, thank you for having me on your show. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Yes, I'm very excited to talk to you, Sonia. You know, I'm gonna pick up a few tips on praying as well, you know, because you can transform them to anything. All right, but I thought it appropriate before I bring on Sonia to reference a scripture on prayer. And the scripture I want to reference today is Psalms 141:2. And it says, "Let my prayer stand before you like incense. Let my uplifted hands be like the evening offering." So I personally believe that the language to God is faith and prayer. You must have faith that anything you ask for in prayer that you've already received. So today, again, as I said, we're going to take a deep dive into the prayer for the job seeker. Awesome. So Sonia, the first question I want to ask you here is, tell us a little bit about yourself and what led you to believe in prayer. I'm assuming that all of us become, you know, advocates for something that we've experienced. It's usually a testimony because of a test. So tell us what led you to write the book and what's your story behind Prayers for the Job Seeker?
Okay, well, first of all, I want to introduce myself. I am the blogger from blessthework.com, and I'm the author, as you are repeated already, of God, Please Help Me Find a Job, 21 Prayers for the Job Seeker. And I was led to write the book in 2020 when I heard that there were going to be 17 million people unemployed during the pandemic, and my heart just went out to those people, and I really didn't know what to do. So I decided that I would write a book, and I was just inspired to start penning prayers, and I just started writing and it just flowed out of me. And I got an editor and all of that. And it just came into place in like about 6 weeks. We produced the book. But it all began when I started blogging. I had an experience right before I started blogging. And that's what helped me start on my journey. Is specifically, let me tell you about my experience. In 2007, 2008, I was released from my job and I really didn't know what to do or how to proceed. I mean, I had been a Christian all my life, but I never like thought about God being present in my career. I never mixed the two. And so I was in a situation where I went on an interview and they asked me, well, why did you leave your recent position, your last position? And I didn't tell the truth.
You didn't tell the truth?
I told them that I got laid off. Well, the truth was I had been fired, but I told them a lie because I was afraid. I was full of fear that, you know, if they found out that I had been fired, that they would not hire me. And I didn't know what to do. And I was ashamed.
That's a common fear. But obviously, as a Christian, you probably felt badly because you told a lie and you didn't
Right. to God. So I went home that night. I couldn't sleep. I didn't want to eat dinner. I was just distraught because I didn't know what to do and how to do it. So, and I started praying. And, you know, I went to God and I said, you know, because I just have a, you know, friendly relationship with God. I just talked to him like I talked to anybody else. And I was like, God.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to stand in ceremony. When you have a relationship, you talk to him like your friend. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I said, God, you know, I messed up. And I'm dependent on you to help me find the next position. So I'm going to stand in my truth. The next time someone asks me, well, why did you leave your last job? I'm going to tell them it just didn't work out. So just so, you know, God, please help me have another interview. So I did a few weeks later. And what happened was the interviewer, he asked me, well, why did you leave your last position? And I was honest and stood in my truth. And I said, it just wasn't a good fit. And I had worked there and it just didn't work out. And he said, I'm surprised because you came highly recommended. Wow. And I was like, oh yeah. He was like, yeah, Jennifer recommended you. She said that you were a great employee, very enthusiastic, and you would be a great addition to our team. And I was floored. I didn't know what to say or what to think. And the last thing I was thinking was,
Jennifer was someone from the place that fired you?
Excuse me?
Jennifer was someone from the place that fired you?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And I was, at that time, I couldn't think about who Jennifer was. It didn't dawn on me who Jennifer was. But anyway, by the time I got home, I realized Jennifer was a young lady that I used to have coffee with in the break room every morning. Mm. And, you know, I would just talk about, you know, the weather or something. And I would just end the conversation as, let's go get it, you know?
Okay. All right.
And so anyway, they ended up hiring me on that job.
Okay.
And I feel like it was just the hand of God and his grace on my life.
Yes.
That prepared the way. And so I started writing and blogging about it because I felt like it would help a lot of people.
Okay.
And it's just been a blessing to me and a lot of my readers as well. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is acing the job search, like some of the tips for your audience. That they can do in order to propel their career. And the first one is rehearsing your wins.
Rehearsing your wind?
Wynn, WINS.
Oh,
Wynn.
right. Of course. Yes. That's a good one. Right. Because when you're in an interview, you got to brag on yourself. So yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. And a lot of times when a person gets released from a position, they feel bad about themselves and they feel dejected and they don't want to talk about themselves. But if you take the time to write your story and what you've accomplished in your last job, what you have, how you promoted your employer, how you save your employer money, how you improve processes, then you have a narrative for your interview. And also, if you're already employed and you just want to get promoted, you have a narrative to tell your manager, hey, this is what I've done, this is how I produced so far, and this is why I deserve to be promoted.
Hey, that's a good one. I definitely believe in that. I have something that my pastor talked about, and that is your book of wars. So all your victories and all your wins, you actually put it, because there's a book in the Bible, I don't remember where it is, where they talk about that, your book of wars and your book of wins. Because in any interview, they're going to ask you, what are your strengths? So if you convert your wins to your strengths, it's an excellent way to brag on yourself, because you've got to. It's no time to be bashful. Okay, so that's number one. What is number two?
Take a baby step every day towards your goal. And a lot of times people think changing jobs or finding a new job, you have to do everything at once, all in the first week. And my suggestion is to do one thing a day. And if that's just making a phone call, sending an email, taking an assessment of your skills, just do one thing a day. And I have a download on my website, blessthework.com, that has a roadmap and a calendar of things that you can do on a daily basis to lead you to your next position.
Right. So that's awesome. I will have a link to your blog from my blog, which is blog.myhelps.us. So anybody that missed that, they can head over to my blog, and I'll have a link to not only Sonia's book, but also her website. All right, so that's awesome. So I want to get back to the prayer part. So why do you feel that prayer is an important component to the job seeker? You talk about, 21 prayers in your book, but before we get into the specific prayer, we know that prayer is the communication to God. So why do you think that we have to lead with that?
This is the reason why a lot of times people feel like it's impossible to get the next job or their dream job. That's almost impossible. They have doubt about themselves. But in Luke, it says, for with God, nothing will be impossible.
Okay.
So if you spend time with God, you will get direction on how to get that dream job. And nothing will be impossible. You have to just believe the word of God. And sometimes, if you don't have a relationship with God, if you don't spend time reading the scriptures, you won't have that confidence. But if you spend time in prayer and just it doesn't always mean that you're talking too. Sometimes it's just mean that you take a time and sit and listen to an inspirational song or a gospel song, or you sit and just think about the word of God, and you'll get downloads of next steps. Because even, for instance, the job with Jennifer, it took me time in order to know what to apply for, and that was just the leading of God. When Jesus went back to heaven, He left us a comforter and a friend, and that person is the Holy Spirit. And when you spend time in the presence of God, the Holy Spirit will minister to you and tell you what your next step should be.
more of this episode after a short break. Would you like to know what to eat to lose fat and get healthy without giving up your favorite foods or starving yourself? Then get your personalized custom keto diet plan. This is what you'll get. An 8-week plan based on the experience and expertise of industry leaders. A diet optimized to your own ideal calorie and macro intake. Delicious meals based on your food preferences. Instructions on how to further customize your meals. A meal plan with lots and lots of food variety. Crystal clear, step-by-step recipe instructions. To order your customized keto diet plan, head over to blog.myhelps.us and start losing fat and get healthy today. That's blog.myhelps.us. I definitely believe in that wholeheartedly. I meditate on the word. I meditate on life and the life that's going to my body, and try to be aware of God's presence. And I'm always listening for instructions, because where are you looking for a job, or where do you have a goal in life that you're believing and praying for, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a job, whether it's health or anything. If you listen to or meditate on the word of God, meditate on your scriptures, then you will definitely hear the instructions. And yeah, it's the Holy Spirit or your angel. They're connected to you. We all have angels that are connected to us, and they're there to give you that next step. And you got to believe. So I like definitely what you said. Nothing is impossible for God. You know, you got to believe that. You got to know that. And even if it's taking sometimes a little longer, you got to tell yourself that, everything works in God's time, not necessarily in your time. So yeah, that's pretty good. And if you're like, I started off by talking about, if you're looking for increase, you've got to believe that it will happen. And even in this climate right now, where you're right, 17 million people are out of a job. You've got to believe that God will provide. You know, he will keep you sustained while you wait for the job, or you wait for the next job, you know. He will keep you sustained, and that's, you've got to believe in it, you know. You've got to believe in it. All right. So I think you mentioned earlier why you felt the need to write the book, God Help Me Find a Job, 21 Prayers for the Job Seeker. You said that your experience in 2007, 2008, when you were let go, you were, you know, embarrassed that you were fired. And you went into your job search not very confident because you were fired. So, and then you saw the pandemic happening, and you wanted to help other people to have the necessary steps to pray and help and have God help them. So give us a couple of the prayers that in your 21 prayers, maybe pick out one or two and ask, you know, and let us know why those particular prayers you feel that's important.
Okay. Let me open up the book. By the way, here's my book. This is the cover. Yes, can you see it? Is this the mirror image, or can you see it?
I'm seeing it.
Okay. Sometimes, like if I'm on my cell phone and I pull the book up, it's the mirror image. So just wanted to make sure. Okay. All right. Let me start out with the first prayer that's in the book. I think it's important and paramount, because a lot of times when people pray, or when they're, like you said, when they're in a job search, they have fear all over them. They're afraid. They don't know what's going to happen, the uncertainty of the future. And they really, really don't know what to do next. So this prayer starts out, Heavenly Father, you are the most powerful God. You are my rock and my salvation. I have to be honest. Fear has taken over my thoughts lately. I know this fear is not an emotion that comes from you. And I know that faith in you is the remedy of fear. Thank you for changing the atmosphere of my life. Because of your power inside of me, I am no longer afraid. I will not fear famine. I will not fear criticism. I will overcome the thoughts of not being smart enough. I am not afraid of economic reports because you control my personal economy. I am not scared of being in the wrong demographic. I am determined to break past my fear of failure. I am full of faith that I will get your provision for a new position. I know you will exceed my expectations. You keep all of your promises. I believe the scripture that says, for I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Isaiah 41:13. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's a good one. I like that. So you constructed that prayer and you touched on fear. You touched on hope. You touched on confidence. So yeah, that is a good prayer. And that's a great way to start out the book, because it lets, you know, the reader set the tone for confidence going forward, hope, encouragement, know that God's got their back. So that's a good one. Anything that you want to circle back on and tell us about, you know, maybe break that down a little bit?
Yeah, basically, you know, a lot of times there, when you get released from a position, you go through a grieving process, and that brings on fear, it brings on doubt, it brings on unbelief. And it, sometimes you have to get in the presence of God and get inside of his word and understand that fear is not of God. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And so you have to, the opposite of fear is faith. So you have to build up your faith in order to dispel the fear.
Yeah.
And to build your confidence.
Right. Yes. Which is basically, you know, when I started off my input on prayer, it doesn't work unless you have faith. You know, prayer and faith go together. You know, Jesus said in the Bible all the time, your faith has made you whole. Because if you were praying for a job and you don't believe that you'll get a job, you're in fear that, you know, that you won't be able to pay your bills, and you're in, oh, there's so much fear going on. I mean, if we were to tap into it now, the collective fear of somebody that lost their job, and they're about to be evicted, and they're just holding on by a thread. Fear can envelop you. You know, I've been there. It can envelop you. So you've got to find peace in the Word of God. I'm not sure if you're going to mention this, but since it comes to me now, I mean, I have to mention it, that you also have to believe that everything works out for your good. And even though you might be in a negative experience right now, God says that everything works out for your good. There's a lesson in it. So to me, that's what I would hold on to if I was right now in a situation where fear is gripping me, that I'm out of a job, I don't know where my next resource is coming from. You know, I'm getting a stimulus check, but how long is that going to last? That kind of thing. So that's good. Anything you want to say on that?
Yeah. In Ephesians, it says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, you may think one way, but God is able to do much more than you can even imagine.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's just a matter of igniting your faith, like you said, and pushing past the fear.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, there was a time when I used to be gripped with fear, and it wasn't anything to do with a job, but I had just moved to this country, and I had this irrational fear because I'm a Canadian. I'm not a citizen, but you know, that transition time when I was afraid for some reason that I'm just going to get deported. And I was having all these dreams of the immigration people knocking on my door and putting me in the trunk of a car and, you know, wild imagination. But I will tell you something. My pastor at the time talked on fear, and he had us write our fear on a piece of paper and throw it at the altar to God and give it to God and say, you know, God says, I will carry your burdens and I will carry your heavy load. So just give it to God. And you know, that act of writing it down and throwing it on the altar, I will tell you that I've never taken fear back. I don't fear too many things. So, you know, I hope that helps someone. All right. okay, so you can you share another prayer specifically to do with what you pray for if you're looking for a job or want a job?
Okay. Yeah, I have some prayers for the job process.
Okay.
Here's one, and you can see I have images in my book.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Great. Yes. So, okay.
So I try to make it easy for people to read.
Okay.
I want people to read it, and even people who are avid readers, I want them to pick it up and say, okay, this is not so bad. I don't have to struggle through this. It's not a really long work, and I just want people to be inspired. So
of course,
this is, I feel like that the job search process starts with basically who you know. For instance, like in my situation, I knew Jennifer, but I didn't know that she was going to make a way for me, right? Yeah. That she was going to recommend me. And sometimes when you just pray for favor from God, he will ignite pockets of favor all over the place, you know, with people that know you and people that you know. So the name of this prayer is the job seeker who needs connections. Heavenly Father, you are all-knowing God. I need you to connect me with the people who will assist me with my job search. You know me and everything about them. You know the skills I need to connect with the right people. Thank you for making me an excellent communicator so that I can tell people how to help me. Lord, I believe I will recognize people who can solve a problem for me. I pray that as I spend more time with you, you will connect me to those who have influence. You can give me favor with colleagues, human resource associates, and industry leaders. Thank you for the divine connections that will help me reach my destiny. I believe John 15:7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. That's good, that's good. More of this episode after a short break. Ladies, would you like to boost your sex appeal to men? Let me introduce you to Dream Love 1000, a perfume that makes men attracted to you. Sex appeal perfume Dream Love 1000 is a love-evoking, sexy perfume for women, proven to attract and boost their sex appeal to men. It is infused with ingredients that have been proven to attract men by increasing and activating men's sexual receptors from a distance of up to 2 meters. Over 4.6 million bottles have been sold in the last 22 years in Asia and parts of Europe. Dream Love 1000 is now being sold in the U.S. and Canada. So if you want to have the fellas chase you, ladies, then head over to www.dreamlove1000.com and order a bottle today. Or you can click the link on the show page, blog.myhelps.us, for a coupon code. Yeah, you know, it has come down to that. A lot of times, you know, what is happening even before the pandemic, what was happening in the world of the job search is because someone put out a job and 2,000 people apply for the job. So, you know, I lost my job as well in 2015. And I did get career help from the company that I lost my job. You know, the company merged and they let go of 75% of their sales force, and I was one of them. I actually did not return to the field. I took that time to start my life coaching business. So again, that was something that worked together for my good. And a lot of times that's what happens, you know. Sonia, you went into blogging, which is a business. You know, you're writing a book as an author or whatever. Sometimes it doesn't always mean that you have to work for a paycheck. You know, sometimes God closes one door so he can open another door for you. But when I went through the process of career training and career transition, you know, they taught us how to write your resume, because the people are only looking right now at your intro statement, your summary or your brand, and you've got to catch their attention with keywords, writing the first paragraph, because they're getting so many applications. But if you know somebody that tells you, that either gives a word for you, that introduces you, or even tells you about the job before it goes on the world wide web, I mean, that's the way a lot of people were getting jobs. So it's definitely your connections, which is why, again, LinkedIn and networking has become so popular, because it is definitely who you know. So I love your prayer, because what you're doing is asking God to facilitate that. Have the new supernatural power of the Holy Spirit and God help you with the connections, help you have favor, right? And, you know, I would even add, go before me and to the interview. I mean, I have prayed that so many times that, you know, when you show up, you've already got it. And that's happened to me a lot of times, you know, where I was having praise and worship on the way to an interview, and I'm asking God to go before me and open that door. And when I walk in that door, that I already have favor. So yes, you definitely have to bring God into the situation. In fact, you have to invite him in. If you don't invite him in, then he's not gonna come in. So that's great, awesome. All right, any circle back on that?
Absolutely. I had an experience. Actually, in my most recent position, I found out that I was going to be laid off from my job. Like, they were having a reduction in force. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my name came up. So I knew like 3 months ahead of time that I was going to be unemployed and I was going to be getting severance pay. And so I reached out to a friend of mine and I was like, yeah, I'm, you know, back out looking for a job again. And she said, they're hiring here at my job. I was like, really? She was like, send me your resume. So I did. And she hand carried my resume to the hiring manager. The hiring manager called me the next day, did a phone interview. And the next thing was the hiring manager invited me to an in-person interview on the campus of the job. And it just flowed from there. And I ended up getting a job. So it's all about divine connections. and God can orchestrate that for you. You just have to have a relationship with Him. And that's the secret key to, you know, a successful career is a relationship with God.
Yes, yes. That's a good one. Yeah, that's exactly how it works. That's exactly how it works. Someone has to tell you that a position is coming up, or someone had, you know, and that's what networking is all about. It's great. And the fact that you were able to know, yeah, you know, in my particular case, there was just rumors. We know that there's certain people going to be let go when there's a merger, but you're hoping you're not one of them. And you can't know for sure until it actually happens. But yes, preparation is like what you did. You said, you know, don't wait until the shoe drops. You know, go out there, prepare your resume, start talking to people that you know, start thinking about what your next move is going to be. Do you want to stay in this same field? Do you want to maybe go back to school and learn something and upgrade yourself? You're actually in that mode of growth, and you don't wait in fear until it actually happens and you have no prospects. So that's a good way to stay above, you know, what's happening in your life, and, you know, take an initiative to help yourself instead of waiting around for it to happen and then you have no prospects. So that is awesome. All right. So let's talk a little bit more of your book and tell, you know, people about your blog and what you do on your blog and how they can connect with you in social media and get a copy of your book. So.
Absolutely. My book is available on Amazon. Okay. So just go to amazon.com, search for God, Please Help Me Find a Job. In fact, I have two books. One just came out this year. It's the companion journal to the prayer book. This is what it looks like. So it has a blue theme.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay.
A purple theme. And the companion journal lets you journal about your job search journey. And it asks key questions and it allows you to write your own prayers, because everybody's job search journey is unique. No two people have the same job skills, the same experience. So your journey is going to be different from mine. And so this book allows you to record your job search journey, as well as in the back of the book, I have a job search organizer. So this job search organizer lets you record your search, records the employers that you have put applications in with, who you talk to, what kind of salary they offer. So to keep you organized during your search. So about two-thirds of the book is the job search journal and one-third of the book is the organizer. And both these books are available on Amazon.com.
Oh, that's a good shot right there. I like that shot. Yeah. Okay.
And also other resources that you can make yourself available to are on my website, is my blog. I have a blog for prayers and a blog for advice on your career. And the name of my website is Bless the Work, BLESSTHEWORK. And also you can follow me on Facebook. My fan page is Bless the Work of Our Hands. And I try to have a monthly live on Facebook to encourage people and to give them job search tips. So you can interact with me live on Facebook on a monthly basis. And also I have weekly posts on Instagram. And my Instagram title is at Bless the Work.
Okay, so Bless the Work is basically your handle you're saying Bless the Work of Our Hands on Facebook, Bless the Work on Instagram, and your website is Bless the Work. Okay, awesome. Yeah, we definitely need to bless the work.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, bless the work of our hands. I absolutely love it. Okay, so, and I'm sure that you have something on your website as well. So somebody, do you offer like, you know, I'm an author as well, and on my website, people can order a autographed copy. Do you have anything like that on your website?
You know what? I don't. Okay. I don't have a order for autographed copy, but okay. If anybody wants an autographed copy, they can email me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. At blesstowork@gmail.com.
At gmail.com. All right.
Yeah. Okay. All you have to do is email me and I'll send you an autographed copy. That's no problem.
Okay. So that's great. All right. So, so as we wrap up, I definitely want to, you know, thank Sonya for coming on and talking about this on time message, because 17 million people are right now without a job. I'm not sure how many of them are on unemployment, but the good news is that the government is extending unemployment benefits and they're helping. So God is providing, you know, he's hopefully making a way out of no way. And you've got to just pray and hope that you would come back better. It will come back stronger, and that this experience is all going to work out for your good, because, you know, God says that I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, right? So we've just got to believe that, you know, God has got your back. And if you believe in the word, stay in the word, meditate on the word, keep fear out of your experience or out of your mind, because what fear does is block God's blessings. Because when you fear, it's a negative emotion, and negative emotions does not allow any positive things to come into you. And if you have fear, then that opportunity that you're praying for is not going to come in, because you're blocking it with the fear. So you definitely have to control your fear. I know it's not always possible to get rid of it totally, but if you're aware of it, you control it, you know. we all feel badly that we can't actually get into a physical church, but you know something? I've even turned that experience around for my good, because, you know, when there was church, I would be heading into church every Sunday and going to church. Now, I look at four services. I look at four services on a Sunday, you know, so I'm getting much more churched than I did before. So Sonya, do you want to finish us up with a prayer?
Sure. Let me, Father God, we just thank you for who you are and what you're doing in our life. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise. We ask that you would bless the people that are listening to this recording, God. We ask that you would give them favor wherever they apply for a job, God. We ask that you would make a way for them that they cannot conceive, God. Do an exceedingly abundantly above all blessing in their life, God. And we ask that you would just continue to be with them. Let them know that they are not alone in this journey, God. And we ask that you would continue to bless this broadcast. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Oh, amen. Well, thank you for including me in the prayer. Yes, we definitely need to bless this broadcast. We definitely need for it to meet the people that need to hear it and meet them at their point of need. All right. So amen, amen, and amen. And I extend a blessing to you as well. I pray that the work that you're doing to help The millions of women, let's say that we're talking to women specifically, women and men, but if we want to have a message for the women, because we are women, we are, you know, women of color, and, you know, this pandemic has disproportionately affected our community. No, so you're giving them hope, you're giving them encouragement that, you know, God has got their back. All they've got to do is keep in the prayer, keep in the word, look for, expect the blessing, expect the prosperity. And if you expect it, you will show up. So thank you so much for the work that you do, encouraging. Thank you for being my first guest on the Preach the Word Worldwide Network. It was an on-time message. It was an on-time word. And I want to thank you so much for starting me off on the right foot.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, it has been a blast. All right. So I want to thank you guys all for tuning in. Stay with God, be blessed, and until next time, namaste.